Hello there and welcome into the JMAC podcast. I'm so glad that you are here with us. I don't want to waste any of your time. I want to dive right in and talk about the Corey Lewandowski hearings. This was on the Hill on Tuesday, and it was Democrats and Republicans asking questions of President Trump's former campaign manager about obstruction and not a lot about collusion. I have to tell you my overall conclusion about these hearings. What an amazing circus. Watching these two sides go at each other, unbelievable. It really is remarkable to think that there is this line that you draw literally down the center of the room, and everybody on the right side thinks that the president is the best thing since sliced bread, and every single person on the left side of the line thinks that the president is evil, he's corrupt, he needs to be thrown out of office immediately. Is this really reality? Is there like some genetic code that determines if you're going to be on the right side of that line or the left side of that line? I don't think it's reality at all. I think it's all partisanship. I happen to believe that if you put 20 or 30 people in a room and you said, hey, it's your job to investigate whether or not there was obstruction, and you take the politics out, it would be so different. It would be amazing to watch. And you might, I know this is crazy, but you might actually get to the bottom of something. So here's the real question. Did the 8 or 9 or I don't know how many hours of testimony from Corey Lewandowski, did it change anything? Well, unfortunately, no. It didn't change anything for several different reasons. The first reason is that Americans have already decided. I know Democrats think that if they can just keep parading this issue out into the public, that they'll somehow make headway. They're not going to. People have already decided. Without reading the Mueller report, they have already taken sides on this issue. So this dog and pony show is, I think if anything, it's hurting. It's showing that the Democrats cannot let go. But, you know, there is the larger question for me about whether or not the president of the United States actually obstructed justice. I mean, do you care about that? I care. I think it's important. Unfortunately, because the Mueller report didn't draw any firm conclusions and they refused to exonerate the president, but they also refused to indict him, we're left in this middle territory where we don't really know the answer. And so you might be like me and you might be watching one of these hearings and you might be trying to figure out, you know, what is the truth? Well, you're never going to find it at one of these hearings. Ever, because the partisanship is so deep. And one of the things that we can do to really identify if the individuals in that room, in that hearing, if they had partisan opposition or principled opposition, it's really easy to tell. All you have to do is use the partisan reversal test. Now, if you're not familiar with this test, what we do in order to determine whether or not it's principles or partisanship, We flip the universe around, and then we ask if things would be the same. So in our universe right now, President Trump is the president, and the Mueller investigation was into President Trump. As I said, Republicans have taken their side. The president did nothing wrong. The Democrats have taken their side that the president did everything wrong. So let's flip the universe and see what happens. In this new universe, Hillary Clinton won the election. And in this new universe, the Mueller report or investigation was about Hillary Clinton. And in this new universe, Hillary Clinton did all the exact same things that President Trump did. So now we ask the question, would the Republicans be fighting the way that they're fighting to defend Hillary Clinton, citing the laws and the procedures and all of those things? You know the answer. I know the answer. Would the Democrats be saying that the president of the United States needs to be impeached? Come on. You know the answer, and I know the answer. The answer is obviously not. The Democrats would be defending Hillary Clinton tooth and nail. And I'll bet you they'd be using the exact same words that the Republicans are using. They'd be citing the same laws, the same policies, the same history, and everything else. So what the partisan reversal test should teach us is that there is no hope for Congress to actually figure out what happened and come to a reasonable, objective conclusion. It is an impossibility because there is no sign of principled opposition. It is all partisan opposition. So what do we do in that circumstance? Well, fortunately, we were gifted a representative government by our founding fathers. And so we have recourse. And in my opinion, that's the only recourse that should be left on the table now. Stop the impeachment proceedings. Stop all of this nonsense. We're never going to get to the bottom of it with these people in charge. Instead, let's have the scheduled election in 2020. Let's let the American people decide if they want to give President Trump 4 more years. If they do, then that should tell you how the American people feel about what President Trump did with the Mueller report. If they don't, maybe that will be consequences for what the president did. I don't know. But either way, the people can be trusted at this point, I believe, more than those partisans in Congress who are really fighting a game of a power struggle instead of actually trying to get to the bottom of what, you know, justice needs to be played out. So in my mind, pretty easy answer. Let's have an election. Let's let the people decide. And then, for goodness sakes, let's move on with our lives.